is it important? Is there still an opportunity for the Clintons to negotiate some sort of satisfaction of the subpoena, even though you've taken the step with contempt?
There's always an opportunity. It's going to be 2 weeks before this is on the floor. We're going to have to notice this is going to be treated like any other bill. We're making sure every I is dotted and every T is crossed because they have a very expensive legal team. So obviously there are going to be a couple of more days this week, depending on the weather. Then there'll be 3 days notice. And then we can vote on it. I've been assured we're going to vote on it. So that's 2 weeks because we're going to be off a week. They're going to have 2 weeks that they're going to theoretically be able to negotiate. But one thing that I want to make very clear, a lot of what the Democrats were saying today, and I'm not accusing the Democrats on the committee of lying. I'm accusing the lawyers for the Clintons of not being truthful. They were not in good faith negotiating. They never made a proposal where there would be an actual transcript. And I don't think anyone in the media would accept any type of interview without a transcript. Then you're going to have notes, and it's going to be Clinton's word against my word, Garcia's word against my word. That's no good. You know, there should be a recorded, at the very least, transcript, if not audio and video, I would argue all three, of the deposition. That is the law. That is what is considered legal in court. And I don't think anyone in the media would argue against that. So.